New Hampshire, it's your boy Rod Dune, and I'm coming at you. Headlining stand-up comedy, January 1st, kicking off the new year with a Dune. Ha ha, pun intended. That's right, Manchester, New Hampshire, Rye Dune at the Shaskeen Pub. January 1st, I am headlining, doing 25 minutes right after being with my family for 2 weeks and doing no stand-up. So come watch me bomb. Just kidding, I'll do great, but I will be a little bit rusty, so I'll need my daddies out there for support. January 1st, Manchester, New Hampshire, Rye Dune, headlining. Click the link in the bio for info. And I think you get tickets at the door. All right. I think it might be free. I should know this stuff. See you there. Hey, guys. As I said last week, one of my friends has a child who has some very expensive medical bills, and 'tis the season for giving. So if you have some spare change, donate to my friend whose son is suffering some brain trauma, and the medical bills are just out of this world. So if you got a dollar, go to GoFundMe. The title of the campaign is Healing My Eddie, E-D-D-I-E. And better yet, just click the link in the bio of this pod and donate some spare change if you got it. You will help save a life. Brandon's crazy. He's very sad.
I'm so sorry, Dad. Can talk over this? Stupid bitch. This works. You're not an entrepreneur.
What? Dude, I'm ahead of my time. Okay, Christmas music, instrumental, orchestra, fireplace, piano and violin. Too many options. 3 hours.
Are we rolling?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
We are.
Okay, go ahead.
Ooh, this feels good.
Start from the beginning, you fuck.
All right, man. So, wow. Tyler, just a heads up.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to do this.
You get brutalized in this podcast. You get absolutely brutalized.
Yeah, what's up, new fish?
What up, weak meat?
What up, fresh meat?
Fresh meat. Sniff, sniff.
All right.
I smell fresh meat.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus. Tell me, idiot.
I'm doing a slow roll in. I'm doing a slow roll.
You're fucking stupid. Just kidding.
Nolan.
Mary.
I want to say
what's
that
up,
I've always thought you were such a great person.
Thank
in every
you.
Way.
Thank
and you know what? Your eyes are just so full of life.
Thank you, man.
And they radiate beautiful energy to everybody that's around.
You're making me tear up, dude, especially with this beautiful music. Especially after the low I was just at after what Rye said to me. Because He brought me to a really dark spot moments ago.
Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah, very dark.
The darkness.
Yo, Nolan.
Hey.
What's up? It's Rye.
I know.
Listen.
What up?
I thought a lot about what I said earlier.
For sure.
About 30 seconds ago.
Right.
And I've learned quite a bit. And I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
Thank you, man.
'Tis the season to give, take. Wait, no, just give.
Not yet, there you go. Still learning.
And I wanted to give you the gift of my forgiveness. Me. It's a powerful thing.
Forgiving me?
Yeah, you're welcome, bitch.
Wait, you learned nothing.
I think I just lost
you. You learned very little.
Turn the music off.
Fuck, I lost the Christmas spirit. Hey, Merry Christmas, I'm sorry, daddies. Shut up! Keep the goddamn music. Stop singing.
Oh, okay.
Yo, I thought a lot about what I just said.
Yeah?
I'm sorry. But, hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, folks.
We're not uploading on Christmas Day because Jesus wouldn't want us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, turn that up. You're really fucking up. Christ. Sorry about Nolan, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, now it stops. Oh, this is a wacky one. Silent Night.
Not a wacky one.
All these songs are so sad sounding. Yeah. Like they're like put on like Jingle Bells.
This is Christmas time. This time.
Scroll up a little bit.
No, put on Jingle Bells.
Okay. Scroll forward.
Oh, okay. No, put on Jingle Bells instrumental.
All right. Why don't you guys just do the pod? I'm gonna go find a nice playlist.
All right,
we'll
cool.
turn this off.
Right, turn it off!
Well, no, it's beautiful. I mean, let it play. Let it work itself
no,
out.
No, I don't want it to.
Yeah, I think... All right, let's see.
Turn it off!
All right. Ooh, here we go. Here's one that says upbeat on YouTube.
Yeah, you can just say that in your head.
I thought they'd want to know the process.
There we go. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, Brandon.
Merry Christmas, Rye. What are you excited for most for Christmas?
What am I excited for most? Probably see my family.
See your family. That's going to be a joyous good time.
Get to see my nieces and nephews.
Nice.
Get to be the cool uncle, which means, you know...
You get to give them drugs.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
A little cigarette to a five-year-old never hurt anybody.
No, it didn't, except the five-year-old.
All right, let's cut the music.
Turn the music off, damn it.
I'll give you a cue.
And we're back.
All right. Nailed cool. It. Yeah, we are not recording on Christmas Day, so this is a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
And boy, is it jolly in this room.
Yeah,
right,
man. It's fucking... I can just feel the Christmas spirit.
There's a lot
right
of
now.
Spirit.
Yeah,
yeah,
a lot of it.
But you know what's liberating, Brandon?
What's liberating?
Is that everyone stopped listening.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can just say whatever we want.
Yeah.
No pressure. Hey, Brandy.
Yeah.
What's the best Christmas present you've ever gotten?
I almost got a Chia Pet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's your favorite?
Most memorable, because I remember I asked my mom for a PSP. Do you remember those?
Yeah, those are stupid.
Yeah, the little PlayStation portables. Yeah. I wanted one really bad, and I would. It was straight up out of a Christmas story where I'd show my mom like stuff in magazines, like, "Hey, look, it's a PSP." I basically just said, "I want this," and then I get this box, this big box that I'm like, "Oh my god, that's it!" And it's even heavy, and I open it, and it's Chia Pet, and I cried all Christmas morning because I didn't get the PSP. My mom felt so bad. I was like five, but like still. And I remember just being super upset about it.
Man, that might have been pretty heartbreaking for your mom, because she probably couldn't afford the PSP, am I right?
Yeah, probably couldn't. Yeah, she was struggling really badly financially.
So she was like, "This is all I can afford. I hope he likes it."
Yeah. And I was just like, "You bitch."
You fucking bitch.
Yeah, but that wasn't the best one. That was the most memorable one. I don't know what the best one is.
In a bad way.
Yeah, in a bad way. I don't remember many gifts that I get from Christmas, because it's always just like electronics when I was a kid. It was just like Xbox or like whatever.
It's future garbage.
Yeah, it's just going into a landfill. Yeah. Like, there's nothing that I remember. And it sucks because, you know, sometimes I wish I got something that was like handmade. You know what I mean? Something that I can actually keep forever that never loses its value sentimentally.
I still have a Christmas gift.
God.
One Christmas. One Christmas, I got a poster of Roger Clemens from the Red Sox, a pitcher, Sports Illustrated edition poster. Still got it.
Mm.
It's in my closet right now.
So you still have that. That's a nice gift to get.
Yeah, it's sentimental because it reminds me of my childhood.
Yeah.
And it's like also cool. Another good Christmas present I got was snowblades.
Mm.
They're like little skis.
Snowblades.
Little tiny skis.
Oh, you skied?
Yeah.
Ha!
So my family had money.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's why I'm so dead inside, actually.
Because you got everything you ever could have wanted
as
a young age.
I got things.
Yeah.
Sorry, I talked over you.
Yeah. But not love.
Yeah. No, I did get love, but, you know, there was some mental illness in my family.
Okay, with this old song and dance.
There it is.
Why don't we just get
this song and dance? I'll be buying Christmas presents for my nieces and nephews when I go home to Beantown. Yeah, that'll be fun, I guess. Going to the mall.
Isn't that kind of fun? Well, you don't. Do you buy presents for your parents or your sisters or anything?
No,
actually. I don't either, really, because I have two nieces that are very young. They're like 4 and 2, and I'm like, well, now Christmas has purpose, because before it was just, no one needed to buy each other presents. Right. I mean, it's nice to get a present, you know what I mean? But it's also like, it's a child's holiday when you really think about it.
You know what? This is the first time in years where I actually have things that I want. Like before, I just, like the past few years, just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But now I want, these are things I'm going to buy myself, but it'd be great if you, Brandon, got me some new skis. You like $800.
Oh, okay.
Dina Star Legends.
Mm.
You write that down?
I already forgot.
I also want some, this might sound random,
or creepy. I want some binoculars.
Why?
It's my new apartment.
Because I have a neighbor moved in.
Yeah, because a hot neighbor moved in.
Yeah.
Now my apartment has some dope views, and I want to zoom in.
What?
It's got cool views, scenic views. So I want binoculars to like look at.
Oh my god.
That's so normal.
Okay, I mean, I guess. I've never heard of that before, though.
When you have a vista, a good view, it's, you know, binoculars. See, yeah. You wouldn't know this because you grew up poor.
Yeah.
So I've had views my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. You don't want anything this year? Because I'll get it for you.
No, you won't. I haven't wanted anything for Christmas for 10 years. It's been a long time. Well, 10 years and 25. Since I was 18. Since I was 18, yeah. I just stopped wanting things. I didn't stop caring.
You're just like, I can buy my own porn and cigarettes.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't smoke cigarettes.
And that's what you would ask for every year before that.
Yeah.
When I was 10, I didn't have access to the internet. 10 years old. What grade was that?
10 is fifth grade, I think.
I don't think I had seen porn at all. I think it was sixth grade before I saw my
porn. 10 is like... third, fourth grade. I remember when I was a freshman right before eighth grade. When I was in eighth grade, we did the contest from Seinfeld, but we didn't know that existed. We just did that competition between me and my brothers and my friends about who could go the longest without jerking off. And I remember the first morning I failed. This is a great Christmas episode.
That's funny.
I get enjoyment out of getting gifts for the nieces.
Yeah.
What I started doing last year is I started dressing up as Santa Claus and giving them the gifts that way.
Ho ho ho. I go,
hello, little girls.
Drunk Santa?
No, just regular Santa.
You should do that this year.
Trump come in, just blasted.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Great. What's up?
But yeah, Christmas. How many cousins do you have?
Oh boy, I don't know, a lot.
All right, cool, that went somewhere.
But I consider my true family to be Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, and the rest of the Furious crew.
We're family.
We're family. Oh, we get it, man. You guys are tight.
Those must. Why don't they make a Fast and Furious Christmas movie? That'd be kind of cool. You know, they have to. They're racing to the mall to get
the hottest toy.
The hottest toy. Yeah,
that's good. Or maybe racing to the North Pole.
To save Santa Claus.
Fast and Furious on ice to save Santa Claus.
Save Santa Claus.
There should be a scene where Vin Diesel dresses like Santa. Still isn't released from captivity, but Christmas has started. So Vin Diesel's got to take over the position.
As Santa Claus?
He gets on Santa's sleigh, and it's like crazy. It's hard to drive, but it's fast.
And then Hoobastank plays in the background, and they just go on. And
it's furious.
Yeah, and it's furious. You know what's so funny? We're jesting, but this is probably how the Fast and the Furious script writing meetings go. Is they're just like, wouldn't it be awesome if he just like fucking, you know, exploded out of a building in a Ferrari?
You know what I haven't heard anyone say ever?
What?
The words, we're jesting.
What? What do you mean?
What a Christmas gift you just gave me. Kind of hate it, but...
I'm sorry.
What's funny is we're jesting, but... the fuck?
What?
Also, you use the word daft a lot.
I like that word.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
Oh. Why don't you like those are the words I use?
It's just so obscure.
So?
Hey, dude, relax, dude. I'm just jesting.
What's so weird about that? You know what it means. You know what it means.
It's not. It's different.
I don't like it. Say words that I like.
Say normal words.
Yeah, but hey, on that topic, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Oh God, I don't want to know the answer now.
Christmas porn.
I don't want to know.
I like Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase. Home Alone.
Home Alone. I just watched Home Alone for the first time last year.
What?
Yeah, I remember the one that I watched as a kid was the second one. I never watched the first. I was just, and then I watched the first, and I was like, wow, what a ripoff of the second one.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought.
There's this new Netflix series, Movies We Love, and it's a documentary on the making of Home Alone and Ghostbusters and Die Hard and something else.
Oh.
The shows are very interesting. The editing is painful.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, but it's cool. So if you love Home Alone or the Ghostbusters, check out that Netflix series, Movies We Love. Use code DAD for 20% off.
Yeah, so those two, those are your...
Yeah, how about you?
I like
Die Hard?
No, I don't think I've ever seen Die Hard. Bad Santa, that's one. And Gremlins, another.
Hmm.
And Christmas Story, that's...
Christmas
Story. That's everybody's favorite. One of their favorites.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, because that played... I mean, that just plays all day on TBS for 48 hours.
You shoot your eye out. Some key phrases from that movie, Fragile.
Must be Italian.
French. Fucking moron.
No, he says Italian.
Fucking moron.
He says Italian.
He says Italian?
He does. Pull up the clip. Pull up the fucking clip.
Jamie, pull it up. No, just kidding. You don't have to.
Nope, because I'm right, and he knows I'm right, and he doesn't want to be proven wrong.
No, see, Nolan will take too long. Oh, is that the clip?
Is this Steely Dan? What is this?
Is this the fucking clip? Oh, this is just... So, fellas, I've been intercoursing again. Speaking of bodies, a little insecure about my bod right now.
Mm.
Just because, you know, I got some... I'm 35. Metabolism has slowed down.
Uh-huh.
Got a little bit of man boo.
I understand. Hey, man, I used to have those when I was a kid, so I feel your pain.
So I'm, like, on top of her, just in my head, and thinking, like, does it look like I have tits right now? And she says...
She's probably thinking...
It looks like you have tits right now. Anyways, didn't really need to share that, but hey, tis the season.
I feel like this
tits
podcast...
Tits the season!
This podcast is going to ruin someone's Christmas.
Hey, Brandon?
What is it?
How'd you learn Santa wasn't real?
I learned... I think my parents just said it. They just told me. Yeah. I think they were just like...
When?
When I was like... I think it was like 10. I lost a lot of innocence when I was 10.
Yeah, porn,
yeah,
Santa.
Yeah, porn, Santa. All both at the same time. I was jacking off to porn. My parents bust down the door and went, Santa's not real.
And then he came.
Yeah. I wonder why that's a thing for kids. Like, why do you lie to your kids about Santa? All it's doing is teaching your kids what lying is, and that your parents are capable of lying to your face for years on end. That's, you know what I mean? It's like,
it's not all it does.
What else does it do? Because the kids are devastated usually, and then they form some cynicism, a little bit.
Yeah,
hardened to the world. Maybe that's what it's supposed to be for. Maybe it's to build up your innocence and your faith in the ones that you love, only for it to be shattered, and then that makes you smarter, I think.
No, you have a really cynical view about Christmas, but here's an uplifting one. Here's an uplifting one. The myth of Santa was created to boost...
Coca-Cola sales. That's why it was made.
To boost the economy, and it's just a way to make fucking money.
Yeah, it is.
So isn't that a more uplifting viewpoint?
Yeah, man.
No, it's a good way to get your kids to behave.
Oh, because like, if you don't, then Santa's not... But why don't you just say, hey, if you... Hey, put that down or I'm not getting you shit for Christmas. That's more threatening because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to get you anything.
But I don't know. I guess maybe kids would just beg their parents for stuff.
Yeah.
Just, get me that. I'm like, well, it's not up to me. We'll see if you behave. It's up to Santa will decide. Mm. And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to think that magic is real.
Mm.
Magic is real.
Isn't that weird that Santa was just a Coca-Cola mascot? He's just made by Coca-Cola.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
I don't think so.
Look,
Santa goes way back.
Well, like
Saint Nick.
Well, Saint Nick, sure, but Santa Claus, as we know him in the red suit, he's red because of Coca-Cola. He's red and white because of Coca-Cola.
I think you're wrong.
I'm gonna have Nolan look it up. Do you want to look it up?
Yeah.
It's fucking wrong.
No, it's right. Okay, I'm not saying that Santa Claus. I'm not saying that Saint Nick didn't exist for hundreds of years. I'm saying that Santa Claus. As we people don't say, oh, Saint Nick is coming. They go, Santa Claus is coming.
Right.
You know.
It started with Coke?
Yep, Coca-Cola. I forgot it stretches, but it stretches. I think it's like the 30s.
I'm sure you can find a source that says that. So no one believed in the traditional Santa Claus until the 30s?
Well, no. He was just like the Coca-Cola commercials around Christmas. You know how they always have Santa Claus?
Yeah.
That was started. Okay, is that up here?
Yeah, it's up right there.
Okay, so Santa has been featured in Coke ads since the 20s. The Coca-Cola company began its Christmas advertising in the 1920s with shopping-related ads in magazines. The first Santa ad was used a strict-looking clause in the vein of Thomas Nast. I don't know who that is. But is any of this saying that it was that basically it was in like Santa Claus?
Oh, here we go. Number two. Coca-Cola helped shape the image of Santa.
Yeah. See, there it is. It's in writing. All right, let's move on.
Helped shape.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that Santa Claus, as you know it, was basically made by Coca-Cola. Saint Nick wasn't. Saint Nick, but I'm actually curious, before Coca-Cola, what kids would, you know, would they be like, oh, Saint Nick's going to get me some...
Mummy, is Saint Nick visiting me?
No, you've been a fucking bad boy.
But, Daddy, I was talking to Mumsy.
All right. This Santa Claus, that'd be a sick movie about law.
Yeah, starring Tim Allen.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. That's what
Santa gets sued.
Oh. Yeah, you know the Santa Claus is, that's the premise of that movie, right?
What?
The Tim Allen movie where he plays Santa, it's called The Santa Claus.
And yeah. There's a clause.
Yeah, there's a clause and it has to do with law. Because he kills Santa, and then basically by law he has to be, somebody has to take his place, and so he becomes it's the Santa Claus.
Ah, no shit. I haven't seen that since I saw it in the theater.
In the theater?
Saw it with Donnie Coleman. Shout outs, Donnie Coleman.
Donnie Darko?
Nah, Donnie Coleman. Rest in peace, buddy. No, he's alive. Just kidding.
Oh, damn. I said damn like that was a bad thing.
damn.
But yeah, it's just weird. I mean, like, you know, Coca-Cola helped shape Santa Claus, and they also invented polar bears. Did you know that?
Coca-Cola.
Polar bears didn't exist before Coca-Cola advertisements.
Yep,
they did not exist.
Yeah, they invented polar bears.
You're genuinely confused by this.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they basically shaped polar bears as we know them today.
Huh. By the way, we're
putting them in advertisements.
He's not on a mic, so... You're confusing him. He's like...
I know, I'm sorry.
By the way, we got a new person in the room.
What's up, everybody?
This is intern Steve, right?
Yeah, close. Tyler.
All right.
Close enough, though. You can call me Steve if that works for you, dude.
Here on Sorry, Dad, we just shit on everyone helping us. No, welcome to the pod, dude.
Appreciate it. I'll be subbing in for Nolan every now and then.
Sweet.
Nice.
Give you guys a new freshman to harass a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm a little tougher, though, so I'll be able to
deal with it. You look stronger physically.
Yeah, yeah.
More masculine in general.
I'm like the older brother to Nolan, really.
Yeah,
kind of guiding him up, you know?
Yeah. Are you older than him?
No.
You're younger, though, right?
Yeah. No. 24.
24. Whoa! Youngest person in the room.
Ew.
I'm 35, bro.
Damn.
You guys are saying some stuff back there about me, and I feel like a lot of, like, kind of coming after my masculinity back a second ago.
Oh, I've already forgotten about that.
You have?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Because for me, it was like, it's still fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I can tell.
Riling up over there, just bottling up.
I eat a lot of meat. I run. I skateboard still.
That's cool.
I have high tea. I have high tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I get hard on command. Mm. On demand.
On demand. Get hard now.
That's a masculine laugh you just did.
You know that claymation Christmas movie with the dentist kid?
Yeah. What?
There was a lot of claymation Christmas movies. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Steve. Just kidding. No.
The dentist. What? What
is
are you talking
about? Rudolph? The elf who actually wants to be a dentist.
The little blonde-haired one?
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Jack?
No.
Who said that?
Power of the internet. Look it up.
I don't know where I'm going with this, actually.
So. Why did you even fucking bring this up?
Man, I've been out all day. I haven't even brushed my teeth today.
That is disgusting.
I slept over Steve's place.
Nice.
You. Another Steve.
Initiation.
No, different Steve. Mm. It's a girl I'm seeing.
Oh, things...
I'll just say gal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
She still isn't allowed to listen to this podcast. Because this is too much. This is, you know, I think I yelled at Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need her knowing that I have rage.
Okay, wait. Who's the fucking little guy?
This one?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. He wants to be a dentist.
Why does he
want to remember that plot?
Wait, what?
Yeah, he wants to be a dentist. And I have nowhere to go with this. This is bad content.
Somebody said that Rudolph is... Like, I forgot what the phrasing was, but it's something about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer being like
copywritten?
No, just like very dated in terms of like what it's the message that it's trying to send.
Oh God, here we go.
I don't, but I don't even know.
If anything, it's body acceptance, dude.
Yeah,
it is modern.
After being rejected, maybe they're just focusing on negativity.
Oh, his dad. It was something about his dad. It was something about his father being a dick.
I'm typing in, what's up with Rudolph the Red?
Rudolph's dad.
What's up with Rudolph? Yeah, like what happened?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, there's a dad.
There's a dad. He didn't love his son because of his nose.
No.
Something like
is
that,
it,
right?
Is it supposed to be like a metaphor for...
Yeah, his father, Donner, who tries to cover up his shiny nose. There are more important things than comfort and self-respect, Donner tells Rudolph after the reindeer complains about the nose cover-up. There are more important things than comfort. Oh, there are more important things than comfort. Self-respect.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's saying.
Oh.
Solid message.
Okay.
Wow. Cover up your flaws. I like that. I would teach my kids that.
Cover up your flaws.
Show no weakness.
Yeah.
Bottle everything in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Well, I don't know why I brought this up then, because I could have sworn I saw a Twitter moment, and you know, I thought Rudolph was canceled. That's what I thought when I saw it. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Fucking now Christmas and Rudolph are both canceled.
Well, no, this is kind of like anti-Rudolph. It's saying that the dad was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But all dads in those movies where it's like a main character that has to like triumph and like face adversity, the dads are always a piece of shit. They're always like, you'll never make it. You'll never be nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's what gives him the little thing at the end. And then the dad's like,
you're welcome.
I love you or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a common tale.
Yeah.
Twitter is just the worst.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Hey, YouTube is over.
YouTube, well, what did YouTube do?
Creators who are bullying people.
Wait, what?
They're going to stop those videos? I don't fucking know.
Okay, so YouTube is stopping people from criticizing other people?
Yeah, other YouTubers.
That's all YouTube?
That's all YouTube is.
That's all YouTube is.
Yeah. Well, I read a hashtag and a few tweets, so that's the story.
Okay.
It's all about the headlines. That's all you got to read.
Yeah.
Headline, you got it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just like judging somebody for their glowy nose. Mm-hmm. See your nose? Don't like it. You're bad.
What else do you have on your notes there, Rye?
We fucking covered everything.
Oh, we did. Fuck!
Yeah. Christmas music?
What is... Hey, how about we do this, guys? What does Christmas mean to you individually? Rye, you start. What does Christmas mean to you?
I don't even know what that question means.
What does it mean to you?
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
What's the meaning of Christmas?
Yeah, the meaning of Christmas.
I think it's, you know, just being nice, being kind.
That's good.
It's just a good time of year. It's just a nice time of year when people are encouraged to be kind and buy things.
Yep.
To boost the economy.
Yeah.
And without Christmas, our economy would probably collapse, I'm pretty sure. That's what a professor told me in college once.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Mm. So Christmas means consumerism and waste.
It's changed a lot.
Wow. It started out so wholesome.
Yeah.
Just got so... Yeah.
I think that's what Christmas is for most people.
Yeah.
It's like stress.
Yeah, it's just stress. That's all it is.
It means stressing out about buying gifts. Then you got to go see your family. And even if they're a great family, it's still stressful.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking was that Halloween's my favorite holiday because there's no pressure to do anything on Halloween unless you're a parent. But as just a person, you don't have to do anything. You can choose to do something fun, but you have to do nothing. But Thanksgiving, you have to go see your family. You have to do it, and you have to do the things that Thanksgiving is.
Thanksgiving's my favorite. I say Halloween. I don't know why. From Boston? I don't know. Halloween is one of my least favorites as an adult.
Hmm.
Because it might be mostly an L.A. thing. I left Boston before this was a thing. Fucking adults dressing up for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to fucking dress up.
Okay.
Sorry, getting a little angry.
You don't have to.
You really don't have to.
No one's making you.
Well, everyone's inviting me to parties. Like, what are you dressing up? What are you doing for Halloween? It's like, nothing. No? You're not going to any parties? I don't want to dress up. I dress up in videos all the time. And also, it's for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Can't I just have a holiday off?
You can. That's what we said. You can choose.
You can choose. You don't
you
have to do anything.
You can sit inside and watch horror movies.
Yeah. You have to do no anything. You don't even have to give kids candy.
Yeah.
I know.
Just lights off.
I lights off. Open the go door. Away.
I let other people's Halloween affect my life.
The Halloween spirit, really.
Something yeah. I'm working on, being a sober guy, is like not getting pissed off by things that have nothing to do with me.
Good job. Step six.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I like Christmas, but I also am like, just that's my general mood when it comes to it. Just like,
I don't love Christmas.
I gotta do it. I gotta do it.
That's sad. You guys depress me. You guys don't get it.
Okay, now, okay, here we go.
You guys just don't get it.
This is the big speech in the end of the Christmas movie.
This is you guys don't get it.
What are you gonna go do fucking meth with your mom?
The meaning. Oh. The meaning of Christmas.
Does that mean?
Low blow, dog.
Okay, was it?
Nah, it's fine.
I was hoping you'd die.
I have hot bits about it, so okay. It's okay. As we all know,
I feel bad.
As we all know, it is the birthday of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And you guys completely missed that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get it. It's a time to honor God, wash your sins away, give.
Give.
And have a hot toddy. You know what I mean? And watch the same six movies.
What is a fucking hot toddy?
Have a hot.
Whiskey and water.
You can't
hot
just. Water. Oh, okay. I never.
Was that cider?
And lemon.
And lemon. Okay.
And a little bit of honey, too.
And a little honey.
Mm.
You're welcome. Christ whiskey.
He blacks beers, out on Christmas, too, dude.
Babes. Bitches football. Do me a fucking favor, right? All right. Mm. So now you get it. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Nolan, can you give me a gift? Gift of forgiveness about my meth joke?
I forgave you so long. There's so many other things that you said earlier in the podcast that you need forgiveness for, that you're not asking for.
I don't want
that. Yeah, that one's fine.
All right, cool. Well, next time laugh.
Ha! So was
this is on you? I forgive you.
It just wasn't. I mean, you know, it could have been better.
Hey guys,
it could have been a better bit.
Look. I'm glad that we have all discovered the Christmas spirit, and we all figured it out. And I think that the best way to end anything Christmas related.
Well, we haven't learned what intern Steve was.
Oh, Steve. Oh, sorry.
Yep.
Steve, go ahead. So,
it's Tyler.
I think for Christmas, man, you learn who your true family is.
Oh, you're being played off. I'm sorry.
And my mic just goes down and down. Yeah. But no, I think it's a jolly spirit time. Mm-hmm. You know, PVO, positive vibes only.
Yeah.
But you truly find out who you really love, because who you buy gifts for. That's how you determine that. And then you spend time around them. It's a time where just everyone's happy to kind of get into the new year, you know?
Yeah. Christmas is a time for visiting your family, observing their lives, and comparing it to yours.
And shopping at Macy's. This weekend only, we have 25% off of all. Yes, at Macy's. You fuck!
Enjoy having dinner with your relative who's a Trump supporter.
No, but really, I hope everyone listening has a jolly, merry Christmas. And also Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
And also Kwanzaa.
Cool Kwanzaa.
Have a cool
whatever year. You celebrate this holiday season, I hope it's a good one.
Especially to Steve Marshalek, Ross Miller, and our new $25 patron, Cat Pubes. I got to look up your real name, and I forget it. He went to my show. Sorry, dude. He's a real guy.
Mm.
Like, not a psycho.
Okay, cool.
Not a psycho like Nicholas Caprio donating $100 a month. Sorry, buddy. Sorry you're doing that for us. And thank you. Merry Christmas from Rydune.
Merry Christmas from Brandon Calvillo.
Merry Christmas from your boy, Nolan Culver.
And the newest Tyler Steve Koski.
Nice.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, but it's still, the show's going to be like me and Brandon. Brandon and me. Just, I don't want to scare you guys away thinking it's like a four-person white guy show.
Yeah, don't worry.
Like an avalanche in this room.
hey, have a great Christmas. We already covered that. All right. Sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Christmas time.